Hello, you lovely lot. I wanted to take a moment to share an exciting announcement with you all. I will be doing a live show for Happy Mum, Happy Baby at the Podcast Show in London on the 22nd of May. This will be a live episode of this very podcast featuring me and a very special, soon to be announced, guest. Get ready for a candid conversation, unfiltered truths, laughs, invaluable non-judgmental advice, and lived experiences. Dive into the complexities of parenting while juggling work, relationships, and personal growth. And we'll be talking beyond the baby years. As well as the live episode, the show will also include a Q&A with both me and my guest. Tickets go on sale this Friday the 26th of April at 10 a.m, but anyone who is part of the Happy Mum Happy Baby newsletter will be getting early access to tickets on Wednesday the 24th of April at 10 a.m. To sign up to the newsletter and for more information about the event, please head to happymumhappybaby.com/events. I can't wait to see you there.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And welcome to a brand new episode of Happy Mum, Happy Baby, the podcast. Now, today's guest is a very special one. He's known me my whole life. He's currently been touring Campania with me, which is a region where he grew up, in an ITVB show called Giovanna Fletcher Made in Italy. He's the reason I exist. It is my dad. Hello, Mario Falcone.
Hello, my daughter.
Otherwise known as Big Mario.
Well, until you see me.
That's so funny, isn't it? When you think of all the people that meet, like people that they've seen on the telly, You are called Big Mario. Like growing up, we had Little Mario, Mario, who was always known as Little Mario. Therefore, you were Big Mario.
He was a little one stage.
At one stage, and then he overtook you quite dramatically, Dad.
Maybe we should swap around now.
It'd be very confusing.
You can call me Petit Mario.
Aww.
A tall Mario.
Petit is a nice word.
Yeah, well, you've got to look after yourself.
Dad, when I said to you upstairs about, you know, coming down and how you're feeling, he was like, yep, what are we doing? You've got no idea why you're here or what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I suppose you talk about me. I don't know anything else.
It's all about you, Dad. It's all about you today.
Yes.
So I want to talk to you about growing up, which was very different to us growing up. How would you describe your childhood?
Very happy. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anything. Possession wasn't one of those everyday things over there. Even at Christmas, we never had any presents. We had to fruit or something like that. And then at Christmas, there we go around to the relatives. You go there, wish them a happy Christmas and everything else, and they give you a little bit of money. Some people give you chocolate. They give money. You know the people give you money, so you go there first. Because always have a little bit of money in your pocket.
Yeah.
I'd say, but we were happy.
Yeah.
When I used to go to school the following day, you know, after Christmas, what do you get for Christmas? Oh, my mum, they can put the money in the post office. So when I grow up, I can buy myself a car. Mm. So I didn't feel that I didn't get anything. But I never envied everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, just happy. And I know that my mom gave me everything she could. If she could buy me anything, she would. But she didn't have the money.
From what you've told me of stories over the years as well, it felt like a very much, you know, you hear it takes a village to raise a child. For me, it feels like in Valva, that was very much a thing. Like
it was.
You would go to different people at different times of the day.
Yes, yes.
And it felt like a real community, you know, community.
And you had to be very respectful in the village as well, because everybody knew your parents. You cannot disrespect someone. Because by the time you go home, your mum knew already. As soon as you go, you go clip around the ear all day. You know, not too worried about it. Years ago, this is where he was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're saying that you grew up
and there wasn't much. But you've literally shared stories before about passing pots around the table, about holding pieces of bread up and saying, I can see through it.
Oh, my mum used to do that. When my mum was young, even less when I was young, when they used to eat, I mean, they used to be very poor. My grandfather used to cut a slice of bread, used to give it to them. My mum used to put a lie there. They used to, a village opposite, we are involved in a way we are.
Yeah.
So I can see some air here from my bread, our tiny words. My grandfather used to want to eat the minestra. Minestra is the greens, you know.
Yeah.
But they were happy.
Yeah.
My mum never moaned about their person or having anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Life is what it is.
Yeah,
you got choice every day. Are you happy or not happy? Yeah. You can complain about everything. Doesn't matter what you got. There's always more you can get. So if you're happy where you are, if something else more comes along, even better. But be happy is the main thing.
It's a much simpler time as well back then. Do you feel like there was more freedom in your childhood?
Yes, yes. I mean, I look at your kids now. They've got much, much more than I ever had. Sometimes when I look back, I think I had a different happiness because I had the freedom. I mean, we used to go to school after school. I wasn't very good at school anyway, so I cannot say I went home and did my homework because I never did.
Yeah.
But I used to go home, put the books there, and then go and play with my friends.
Mm.
And you play, you know, up the mountain. We used to play Bonanza, you know, a program on the telly. And we used to pretend to be, we were only children then.
You're not saying you're doing this
in the evening, the same thing. We used to play in the square.
Yeah.
But we always used to be together. I mean, we're only a small village, but sometimes we have 15, 20 kids all playing in the evening.
There was that thing, like we were saying, though, it's that thing of everyone had their eye on you, in a way. You know, you weren't going to get up to no good or get into trouble because there were always adults around, even if they weren't your adults.
We did a little bit. I mean, sometimes when it was the grapes, when we were mature, we used to go to the vineyard and nick some grapes in the evening, but only pity things like that.
Yeah.
But nothing ever major. I don't even know what drugs was.
Yeah.
I mean, you still don't, really.
No.
I don't even know why people take it, but... Well, it's down to them.
Yeah.
But we never knew what it was. Our life was very simple.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen very cool photos of you, though, Dad, in like the 70s wearing flares.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Smoking.
To smoke the cigarette, yes.
Yeah.
You have to do something to be cool. And that's why you started smoking. You start smoking because you're cool.
Yeah.
You know, then thinking back now, you smoke because you weren't. Cover something because you say you don't know what you have to say, you get faked, light a cigarette.
Yeah.
Anyway, you camouflage at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say your relationship was like with Nonna and Granddad?
It was very good. I mean, I love my mum.
Yeah.
Me and my mum, we talked all the time. Even when I was in England, I come back home.
Yeah.
We used to talk about what I used to do in England. And to me, whatever I'd done, I share with my mum.
Mm.
Was a good thing.
You're already crying, Dad.
When you talk about my mum, it's very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's good to talk about her, though, because you keep her memory alive. And your relationship with Nonna was very, very special. It didn't matter how old you were, it was very clear that you were still the baby in Nonna's eyes. And you played up with that as well. You had a very playful relationship with Nonna.
Yes. Because I was there all the time.
Yeah.
See, when my brothers went to college, I was home all the time. Until I left to go to work in Germany, the first time I left.
Yeah.
After I finished my school, I went to Germany for 6 months. That was the first time. That, and then I was about 18, I say.
Yeah.
I went to work in Germany for 6 months.
How was that, leaving Nonna? Because obviously you were the last one to...
Oh, my mum is always... Even when you was a little, remember, we used to go there, she was very happy.
Yeah.
And then when we used to leave, she used to cry.
Mm.
It was even worse when I was a young boy then to her.
Yeah.
I was a baby.
Yeah.
Living home.
Yeah.
Into unknown.
Mm.
She used to pack my suitcase, used to put spaghetti in there, tomato puree. So when I used to go there, I can cook myself a dinner, just in case there wasn't any shops where I was going.
But going to Germany for 6 months compared to moving to England... Did that feel different? Was there more of a, this is going to be for a longer time when you moved to England?
Well, when I went to Germany, I didn't go there for 6 months. I went there to work because, I mean, where we wasn't much work. So I went there and I didn't like it much.
Right.
I had a lot of Italian friends there as well. They was working the same as me, but I just didn't like it much. I didn't like my German police or the supervisor, whatever you want to call that. So when I went back home, I decided not to come back no more.
Yeah.
So I spent the money. And then I came to England.
Yeah.
And I love England.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, people complain about the weather, but if you don't like the fire, go. You know?
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. And with Nonna, you literally did speak every single day. Like, you had a set time that you spoke to her.
My mom every day, every day. Yeah. It was at the end, twice a day, to make sure she was up in the morning.
Yeah.
Before she went to bed in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no answer phone either, so it would just keep ringing until she actually managed to get to the phone.
But towards the end, don't forget that she had the care there.
Yeah.
So when I phone, the care pick up the phone and give it to me, mum.
Yeah.
I only got one mum.
You only do, yeah. Because of your relationship with your mum, did you look ahead to having your own kids and what that would be like and what your, you know, relationship with us would be? Because obviously your relationship with your dad is also different and was a good one. But did it make you go, when I'm a parent, I want to be this?
To me, my mum had done the best job, bring us up.
Yeah.
Because she teaches us good from bad.
Yeah.
To understand, you go to work, she always say you got to go to work, you got to provide for yourself. To be ashamed to any jobs you do.
Mm-hmm.
Be ashamed if you mug someone.
Yeah.
But as long as you work for it, don't worry. And when I bring up my kids, I try to do the same as my mum did to me.
Yeah.
But, of course, the thing changed because you can afford a little bit more. So
yeah.
You give them a little bit more. Society changed.
Mm.
You got television. We watch the telly. You watch the telly. So it's the thing that you want. Well, when I was a kid, there wasn't anything that I really want.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I really wanted when I was a kid was a push bike. That's the only thing that I can remember. And once I wanted a gun, a toy gun,
a
when
toy
I was
gun.
Very little.
Right.
And I think my sister brought from England because she was here long before me.
Yeah.
And this is the only thing that I really think that I ever wanted. Even now, sometimes I want to change a car, but it's not something that I really want, if you know what I mean. It's something that you could have, now you can, but I still don't want it because I'm not used to having things.
Yeah.
So like people ask, it's my birthday, what do you want for your birthday? I don't know. I don't need anything.
Yeah. Do you think you always were aware of how much Nonna did for you? She basically raised the four of you.
Well, my father was there.
Yeah.
You know, the situation there, but what did my father say? Go. My father wasn't one to talk too much.
Right.
But my mum was the one who disciplined us more.
Yeah.
Because she was there all the time. She tell us what to do. She used to go to work. We used to have a choice to do. I mean, she used to go to work. When she come back, one of us put the saucepans on.
Mm-hmm.
The other one going to get the fresh water from the, you know, the public funding.
Yeah.
And then the other one do the washing up.
Yeah.
So we had things to do, but I did more than anybody else because they were not there most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to the college. Rosina came over here when she was me. Rosina used to do everything when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rosina left the Valva when she was 13 years of age. But as far as I remember back, Rosina used to cook for all of us, look after the house.
Yeah.
Because my mum used to go to work.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was.
Yeah.
Sometimes people resent the past. I never do. If you resent anything in the past, you won't be where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're happy where you are now, whatever you've done in the past is good because it takes you here.
Yeah.
If you started changing, you won't be here now. So why complain about the past? Enjoy life.
Yeah. Well, no point in living with regrets, is there? What's
happened
happens.
No, cannot change it.
Yeah.
Cannot change the past.
So looking ahead to you and having kids, do you feel like that, being Italian, I also think there are weirdly lots of correlations between being an Essex family and an Italian family in the sense that family is that at the core of everything.
Yes.
Do you think it was a no-brainer that you were going to have a family? That is where you really hoped to have, like what you hope to have one day?
Well, I think it's in your head, isn't it? When you're young, when you're back home, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids.
Yes.
So, yes, the family was there all the time.
Yeah.
And so we did.
Yeah. Can you remember what it was like when Mum first found out she was pregnant with Georgie?
Yes, we was in Greenford at the time.
Mm. It's interesting that all three of us have been born and the first few years of our lives were all in different places.
Yeah. We like moved around.
Greenford, Dagenham, Canning Town, Barkingside.
Yeah, because you was in...
I was born in Harold Wood, but then we lived in Canning Town the first few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then moved to Barkingside.
Barkingside. No, I think we were in... What were we in Collier Row?
Oh, I don't know.
We had the calf in Dagenham.
Yeah, that's where I was first.
He was born there.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went to Canning Town.
Yeah.
And Mary was born while we were... Well, we both moved to Clay Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've moved around. You've moved a lot with young kids.
The thing is, when we was in West London, I always wanted to buy a business. Always yeah. wanted a caff. I don't know why. I never even see a caff when I was in Italy. It's only one older guy from Valva was in England. He had a caff. And to me, he looked well off.
Right.
So I'm going to buy myself a caff. As soon as I come in this country, I wanted to buy a caff. Then I went to work British Airway. They make redundancy, severance, or a retirement, or whatever, superannuation, whatever they used to call it, I don't remember now.
Yeah.
So I took the money.
Yeah.
And the money they gave me, first I was going to buy a new car. And then your mom said, but you always wanted to buy a car. Now is the time to...
So to I did. That.
But we will look for the car in West London.
Yeah.
Every car for sale, what is London? So we bought a car in East London, which was in Dagenham.
Yeah.
And then we lived upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We rented a house in Greenford for a year.
Yeah.
And then we bought the one in Colliery Row. So then from Colliery Row we went to Canning Town.
Yeah.
Then from Canning Town to Clay Hall. We did move a lot.
You did move a lot.
Yeah. I think I bought more house than cars.
Oh, dear. Do you remember phoning Nonna and telling her that you were about to become a dad? Do you remember any of that?
Got to think now.
I know, I am taking you back 40 years, Dad.
I don't remember.
Oh, actually, at that time, it was just after the earthquake. Not that long after. How long were their phones down for? Would they have had those?
No, because Georgina was born in 82. 82, earthquake was in 1980. So yeah, it was 2 years after. Fine.
I can remember taking Buzz there and meeting Nonna and just the absolute joy. And I think it's very different when it's your grandkids or great-grandkids.
But we used to go there every year anyway.
Yeah.
In Italy. But I don't remember this. I said precise when I tell Mum about. Because it's a long time. 9 months is long ago. When did you tell her? Yeah. And then you talk about it all the time as well. When you phone, she asks, you know, how is game? And, you know, things that people ask.
Yeah.
Whenever time or whatever we're told, I must be very joyful anyway.
Yeah. Can you remember any of our births?
Well, I remember Georgina for sure because she was a long time to come out.
Did it take a while?
Yeah.
Was she late as well?
Yeah. When you was born, when you came out, it was very nice and beautiful, all nice and clean. Sometimes people come more squashed up.
Yeah.
But you wasn't.
Yeah.
When Mario was born in, I think it was barking somewhere. Yeah, he had to go to the hospital, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because he had a problem with his lung, something that, well, he breathed something from the placenta, whatever they call it. So he had to go to
Great Ormond Street.
Great Ormond Street, yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to the ambulance with him.
Yeah.
We were up there.
That was a pretty scary time.
Well, it is because you always think of the worst. There's a thing, you know, we are so good in our brain to worry about things or over-worry about things.
That aren't actually happening.
Yes.
That might happen. And then actually when you're in a situation that just arises.
Yeah. Mm. And then, of course, you had your first child and I become a grandparent.
For the various stages of our lives, what would you say you've enjoyed the most? You don't have to say that. Like, you know, through us like being little kids, through us being teenagers...
I think all the way through is all different, isn't it, really? Yeah. But when you are little, Then as you grow up, you become a more of a person. You get your own identity. Even though I think even when you are little, you're different.
Yeah.
You know, you act one way, Georgina another, Mario another. But to pick up a point that I like enjoy the most, I think I enjoy all of it.
Mm.
I cannot just pick one.
Yeah.
Because they all just... all of them, they're beautiful moments. I mean, when you're born, when you grow up. I mean, you got to grow up. You can't be a baby all the time. You know, otherwise I got to look after you all the time. You got to grow to become what you are and then you look after me. This is the way the world goes, you know.
Well, you keep saying that you're the top of the tree at the moment.
This is what I mean.
All the fruit's
got to fall. Don't shake the tree too much.
Oh, gosh. Because obviously us three are very similar in ages, like in gap-wise, to my three. When does it get quieter, Dad?
I think Buzz won't be long now.
Really? Will he stop talking to us soon?
Well, yeah. the thing is, somebody once said to me, you got to enjoy all them all the way through.
Yeah.
Because it's always different.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do today, if you don't do it, tomorrow you won't be able to do it anymore. So you got to enjoy every moment. Enjoy them the way they are now, because as they grow, the problem grow.
Yeah.
Different problems.
It's hard though, isn't it? Because you think we're all juggling life and we're all juggling work. We've also got to enjoy family while we've got it. And the moment, it's so hard to get that balance right.
See, today you got it for sure. Tomorrow is another bonus if it comes. My mum used to say, every morning when you wake up, put your feet on the ground, thank the Lord, you got another day in front of you.
Yeah.
Because you never know tomorrow. So every day is more special than any other day, because it's today, it's the moment. The moment is what counts. Yeah. Because what you've done yesterday is gone and passed. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to do tomorrow, it might never come.
Yeah.
So enjoy today.
Yeah. What's it been like having us all have children and become a granddad?
Beautiful. Beautiful. The kids, it's like a river. Everything things go in it, the river become bigger.
Yeah.
You know, it goes a little stream of water going down, then you got things come from the side. So the river go bigger and bigger and happier, because when the river flow more, it's more happy, makes more noise. And the same with family. Grandchildren come in and they keep you young as well.
Yeah. Do you feel like with the grandkids, obviously, by the time the grandkids came along, you'd retired. So do you feel like that is a different pace of enjoying them as well? Because you don't have all the other work stuff going on.
Well, that's why they say the grandparents enjoy the children more than the parents.
Yeah.
Because when you are a parent, you go to work, you go to provide for them, especially nowadays, because, I mean, the expense is more colossal.
Yeah.
Everything is going up, so you go to work harder.
Yeah.
So therefore, when you work hard, the time is more limited, you give it to your kids.
Mm.
But always been like that. I mean, when you think back, I said to you about my mom before, I spent all my time with my mom. But my mom still got to go to work every day to provide for us. But she make up the time in the evening. When she come home, the job was done. And then it was just in the house. But then years ago, you know, washing machine, you have no dishwasher, you have nothing. You only had a little thing to do washing up.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to get up in the morning. She used to go, she had to catch the bus at 5 o'clock. She used to get up at 3 o'clock to go to the top of there to do the washing, because we wasn't able to do the washing at home. We didn't have enough space. So she go there to do the washing. Then come on, hang them up and go to work.
Yeah. Full of activity and stuff to do.
Just different. You do just as much now. And also that years ago they worked more. You most probably work more with your head as well now.
I wonder if because of technology, there's no off button, is there, when it comes to work?
Yeah.
You know, you've constantly got emails coming through on your phone or, you know, people getting in touch. You know, although I remember, you know, and with you speaking to Nonna on the phone, there was always someone sitting in the hallway for hours talking to someone.
Yeah.
You know, whether that was mum talking to her friends, you talking to Nonna, or me chatting to Tom, just sitting in silence for an hour.
Well, there wasn't just a telephone. Then came the mobile phone.
Yeah.
And then the internet or whatever. I don't keep up with it. I think sometimes I give too much headaches.
I know.
The less you know, the better off you are.
Yeah, I think we all just do know things now, don't we? Mm. We can't get away from it.
No. Mm. Well, it's your part.
Yeah.
You've got to do what is there.
Yeah. If I think of my friends who live down south and have had their kids down south, but they're from up north, their kids have southern accents. But with you, I was thinking about this the other day. You've got kids who speak a completely different language to what you grew up with. And we don't really speak Italian.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Is that weird or not?
Well, I think if your mum was Italian,
I'm
sure you'd be speaking Italian.
Yeah.
Because then you, at home, we'd be speaking Italian.
Yeah.
So when you speak Italian, then you as kids pick up the words. And then your mum speaking Italian, I speak in Italian. So you learn more.
Yeah.
But because your mum is English, then the language spoken at home was always English.
Yeah.
And even if sometimes say, well, you can speak to the kids in Italian, but
it's not that easy.
Sometimes you want to talk to them that they understand you. I mean, you with an accent, I suppose. But
I understand.
They understand more in English than if I spoke in Italian.
Yeah. But it has made me realise, though, that communication is not all word-based, it's not all language-based in that way, not all spoken. Like, I feel like we had a really good relationship with Nonna, but we didn't speak the same language. You know, there's so many other aspects of communication in play when you're...
Well, sometimes you feel love from people.
Yeah.
You know, you feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
You don't have to... If my mum cook a dinner, you know that she wants to give you dinner, you sit down and have a dinner.
Yeah.
when my mum looks at you, you can see she'll give you love.
Yeah.
So it's all... plus in Italian, we make sure that we orchestrate what we say.
Very true. There's a lot of hand movements going on, little gestures.
Just in case you don't understand what we say, so we'll know.
It's the little things as well. Like, I have such clear memories of Nonna coming past, you know, when we're in bed and just, like, tucking us in.
Mm-hmm.
And little things like that.
Yeah, I used to do the same when you was little.
You did. Do you remember once when you came to check on me? Always would come in morning and night. So I do with my kids, give me a kiss goodnight and everyone, or in the morning. And I remember you give me a kiss goodnight and us talking about my wobbly front tooth. And you pretended to knock it out, but you actually did.
It moved.
It did move. Such a clear memory in my head. Me showing you my wobbly tooth and you pretending to
knock it out.
And you did. And then there's the time when, talking about teeth, we had an Uncle Anselmo staying with us at the time.
Yeah.
My tooth had fallen out. I put it under my pillow. And I woke up with not one, not two, but £3 the following day because you all didn't think the other one had done it. So I ended up with £3.
Lucky time.
Good times. Good times. Like you said, our problems and everything, they are smaller problems. And I think parents have that. They can guide a little bit. Mm. But obviously, as we've got older, sometimes problems get bigger and you don't have that much. You know, you can guide us, but who's to say whether we follow your advice or not?
Well, you can only tell people what you think. I never said to you, you should do this.
Yeah.
I never tell anybody you should do this. Yeah. Every time you tell me something, I just give you my way of thinking.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you. I mean, I like when people talk to me and they tell me things.
Yeah.
And then I take on board what they say, but I still do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because if I do something wrong, I want to do it from my own back.
Yeah.
I don't want to do something wrong because I took your advice.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. Everything you do is because you want to do it.
Mm.
But take on board when other people talk. That's why I go to ears. Listen. Always good to listen.
Yeah.
The more you listen, the more you learn. The more you talk, the less you learn. Talking doesn't teach you anything.
It doesn't.
Listen does. Mm.
What was it like, you know, as we've grown up, we've had our own family now.
Mm.
So we've all got our own little units, which I think is such a weird thing. Because obviously growing up, we were the unit and then we were kind of splintered off and, you know, we were very lucky because, you know, we love all being together. But because of that, we don't have that time. Like me and you used to go for walks all the time. You and Maria go, you still play golf. But how has it been or how was it going away to Italy with you, just you and your kids for a month?
It was amazing. You enjoy so much to spend the time just with your train because it was just us.
Yeah.
I mean, to have the grandchildren is beautiful. But when the grandchildren are there, they take the time from everyone because you got to keep an eye on them all the time. So you haven't even got time to have a proper conversation. Yeah. Not talk about a couple of glasses of wine because you'd be out of your head then. It was such so lovely.
Yeah.
Because we never had it.
No.
It's the first time we had just time on our own, just us four. You know, go out and talk, and it was nice, very nice. And I like the fact that a couple of days you, Maria and Georgina, spent just you three together. Mm-hmm. I think it was just nice for you. I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know, but it was good.
But being Italian is also such a massive part of who you are.
Mm.
And it was all about us learning more about our heritage and celebrating that.
Well, you see a lot more.
Yeah.
You enjoy, you know, the things that when you were kids, maybe you don't appreciate that much. You're there because I take you there. But this time, well, not just this time, even a few times before, but we told the family, you came there because you want to go there. So you appreciate more. Well, when you was a kid, you did what I tell you to do.
Yeah. I wonder if also as kids, like, we know that we went there every summer, but you see everyone else going, well, we're going to this place and we're going to this place. Yeah. So you can kind of, although we loved going back every year, we never really appreciated it as much because, you know, we knew
everyone
else.
We made a friend when we used to go to Italy. Some of them we used to go to the beach, we made friends, and then we went to see them.
Yeah.
Life is what it is.
I feel like we were really lucky to have that because it is such a... Valva growing up always felt so different to life in the UK. And I think, you know how you were saying with respecting your elders, that was still displayed when we were younger because you still have like different cousins and stuff going in to see Nonna and just literally just, you know.
I mean, my cousins, I have another brother. towards the end, you know, Mario, he was there as if he was my mum's son as well.
Yeah.
My mum only had to phone, and he was there in 2 minutes, and he was there, because he was in the village, he didn't go anywhere else. And he always used to go check there if she was all right, if the care was good, stuff like that. There's a close community over there. I mean, if I go for a walk, I go to the bar, I know everybody there.
Yeah.
And now the kids grow up, because they spend a lot of time, the community is very close over there. So you get to know the kids or my friends. So when you go there, you know the kids as much as the parents. So it's a happy, big family.
Yeah.
Well, happy. You always go to ups and downs in life, you know.
Nothing's always happy. Yeah.
They always go a little bit.
What do you think is the biggest lesson that fatherhood has shown you or given you?
The big lesson is to enjoy it. To enjoy your kids from all the way out until they leave you. And even then, you love them, but you are on the sideline because they got their own life. I mean, you got your, as you said before, you got your own unit now. You are part of the family, they're in your head all the time, you love them all the time, you're happy for them all the time. But it's you. You're in charge then. I mean, you and Tom, Mary and Becky, Georgina and Lee, you're your own bosses in your own unit. I am just outside.
Which must feel so strange, though, because for so long, like, you and Mum would have, like, gave us everything. Like, you worked so hard.
You do
hard
the same enough for your children. It's the way life goes.
I know, but isn't that a weird thing that, you know, that is life. It is a strange thing that you invest so much time and energy and love and work into this family unit, but you do so that they can go off.
Yeah, but I look at you now and I'm happy. It's a little bit of what I've done for you as well.
Yeah.
To take you where you are now. And the same with the others. And I'm always there. We spend time together. You know, when I come to you, I don't just see you. We see a big, big unit.
Yeah.
And the same with, you know, Mari and Georgina.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's good. And then you find the same yourself. As Buzz grows up now, give him another 10 years, maybe even less, start going out with the girlfriend, then when the worry starts. You're lucky they're all boys.
Am I, though? Did you find it harder with girls?
Well, my mum always used to say, the boys can go out.
Yeah.
The girls, you've got to keep them safe because the boys are out.
Right. Okay.
So
it's interesting that's even a thing in like a tiny village in Italy, you know.
It wasn't very easy in Italy to go with a girl. You don't go to the bar and see the girl in the bar. When I was courting, my courting, you know.
Having fun times with...
every younger life, I mean, you say you like a girl, you don't just say, come to the bar, we have a coffee. It wasn't such a thing. Sometimes you go to tell a friend to tell her to go get water, you know, 7 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you meet her and you have a chat to whatever.
Yeah.
When she won't get water, or sometimes she finds an excuse to go to one of her friends to do some studying, and you meet her, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't as easy as now.
Wow.
You know, progress.
Progress. Makes dating easier in some ways.
Yes, but not as enjoyable.
No.
Sometimes, you know, waiting for the girl to come out in the hall. But when he come out, you know, you feel so happy.
Looking ahead to, like, what your life has become, it's so far away from where it started.
Yes.
How do you think Nonna felt about, you know, the life that you grew for yourself, which was also down to her hard work, in
of
the
course.
Same way that you look at, you know, what we're all doing as well?
Well, as I'm proud of you, my mum was very proud of me. And as I said to you before, I used to love to talk to my mum about everything. If I did any business, when I bought the car, if I talked to my mum about what I was going to do, and she was happy. You know, she was part of it.
Yeah.
Even though she wasn't here with me, but she was part of it. And she was, now, if my mum was here now, God, being on the telly and stuff like that, she'd be amazed. You know?
Yeah.
But it's the way life goes.
Yeah.
What can you do? Got to appreciate it.
You do. Dad, if you were going to write a letter on parenthood, on being a dad, who would it be to and what would you say?
I think I write to my mum.
Yeah.
And I can't emotional now.
It's okay.
Even though she knew that how much I love her, but I wish I told her more and more and more and more. And I would tell her that thank you very much for everything you've done for me, for all of us. And whatever she gives us, we pass it on to the others.
We promise to pass it on.
Thank you.
Right, now...
It's quiz time.
Oh, Dad, I hope you know how much your upbringing has had a massive impact on you and who you are and how that has filtered through to us. And I've no doubt that Nonna was always so proud of you, as we are so proud of you, because you're one wise and special and amazing man.
Maybe.
Maybe. Sometimes. Sometimes. With a bit of extra grapple, even more wise, but yeah, a little bit sillier. So I would like you to finish three sentences. Being a dad means?
Provide love and looking after your family.
Since having children, I?
Become more responsible.
You have. Although since being a granddad, you've become less responsible because...
Because your responsibility come on you.
Yeah. If you have had the kids for a weekend, we'll come over, they'll be jumping on the sofas, and me and Georgie and Mara look at each other and go, we would never have got away with this.
No.
If we're at a park with them, you're the one on the swing. It's like you've become a big kid.
I remember when the Buzz came and stayed with us once, and it was a jump from the coffee table to the city. And he was jumping and saying, all day long. And the only thing used to worry me about it was the fact, when he jumped, it was just making sure you look where you're going, because on that they look around and they jump.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I went out to Italy when I was here, this year, somewhere, with somewhere young did, Dylan. Yeah. Dylan. And he was on a scooter, but he was looking back. I mean, he's only 2.5, whatever he is, 2.5, yeah. And you've got to look where you're going, otherwise you give you a heart attack.
And finally, I'm happy when?
I'm happy when I'm with my family.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's better when it's all the family together. It's more happy.
Yeah.
It was a special time just us four together, but then when all the family's together, I think that's when it's happiest time, really.
Yeah. And we're lucky. All the kids are really close in age. They all really get on. Mm. They're more like siblings, really.
Looking forward for a holiday now.
Oh, I can't wait.
They'll be a happy time.
They will be. Dad, thank you very much. I love
you. Thank you very much, my daughter. I love you more.
Never.